every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
If you never get a revelation about who you are, and your revelation of who you are does not come from Christ, then you ain't never going to know what to do with your life. Your whole life is going to be wasted potential. You'll have all kinds of gifts on the inside of you, but they'll never be realized because you really don't know who you are. You're living some fantasy or some picture of a life that you think is what life ought to be because you don't know Him. You say, is that in the Bible? Yes, it is in the Bible. It's all through the Bible. Jesus was walking with His disciples one day. He's just walking down. He's teaching, you know, the school of Jesus is moving down the road. And He stops and He looks at them and He says, "Who do men say that I am? Who do they say that I am? Who am I?" And they begin to say, some say you're Jeremiah, some say Isaiah the prophet. And He said, how about this? Instead of "who do men say that I am," who said, "who do you say that I am?" Who do you say that I am? Because listen, until it gets personal, it doesn't matter what everybody else is saying. What do you say about me? What do you say about you? Come on, amen. All of a sudden, Simon speaks up and he says, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God." And Jesus looks back at him and he says, "Simon, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but it was my Father in heaven. And I say to you, you shall be called Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." What was he talking about? He wasn't talking about Peter being the rock. He was talking about the revelation that Peter had that Christ was the Messiah. Upon the revelation that Jesus is the Messiah, he's going to build his church on that revelation. Oh, and it gets better. Just stay with me. Amen. What he told him, he said, "Simon looked at Jesus and he said, thou art the Christ." Everybody say this with me. Thou art the Christ. You are him. You're the Christ. Now here's the key passage. Up until then, Jesus had never been called the Christ. He'd never been referred to as the Messiah up until that point. And Simon says, by revelation, by a download from heaven, you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You are the anointed one. And when he got a revelation about who Jesus was, then Jesus turns around and looks at him and says, "Okay, you got the revelation on me. Let me give you the revelation on you. You are not Simon anymore. You are now Peter. Let me tell you who you are." Come on, somebody. Amen. See, that's interesting to me, because up until that day, Peter had never been called Peter. He'd always been called Simon. And Peter didn't know what he was until God told him what he was, because Simon means a reed blowing in the wind. And Jesus changed his name and gave him his identity when he got the revelation of who Jesus was. Jesus said, "You're not a reed blowing in the wind anymore. You are now a rock. You now got," come on, somebody. And Peter got the revelation of who he was when Peter got the revelation of who Jesus was. So I'm telling you tonight, when you got a revelation of who Jesus really is, then you can really know who you are. Come on now. So the Sanhedrin said to John, they said, "Who are you, John? If you're not the Messiah, if you're not the prophet, then who are you?" And watch his response. John said this. He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." The second question is this: what's this sound? What's this sound? Who is this man? And what is this sound? Because watch this. Watch the language. John the Baptist said this. He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." In other words, I'm not doing the crying. Rather, I'm giving a voice to the cry. Because there's a cry coming up out of the earth. There's a cry coming out of heaven. And John said, "I'm putting my voice on it." Come on, somebody. There's a cry that's coming up out of the heart of God, but somebody has to give voice to what it is that God's crying for. Somebody's got to be willing to be God's voice in the earth. Somebody's got to be willing to be God's sound in the earth. Somebody's got to be willing to put words on what God wants to do in this world and become a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Come on, amen. And that's what John said. He said, "I am a voice. I'm not only the voice, but I'm a voice of one who is crying in the wilderness." In other words, in the places where nothing is producing, in the barren places, in the dry places, I am a voice that makes a sound of heaven, a sound of righteousness, a sound of joy, a sound of love, and a sound of peace. Come on, somebody. Listen, if you want change in your life, then you got to learn how to change your sound. If you want things to turn around in your life, you got to learn to change the sound that's coming out of your mouth. You can't keep going around being negative and being pessimistic and talking down about everything in your life and everybody that God's assigned to you. You got to learn how to get a sound coming out of your mouth that lines up with the sound of heaven, that proclaims the goodness of God, beginning to speak faith over your situation, beginning to speak the words of life over your house. Come on, somebody said, "I got to get a sound." See, John was about to shift his life into a whole other dimension, and he did it by becoming a voice. He did it by making a sound. And when he made a sound, he made a highway for God to come into every situation. See, when you make a sound, you make a way for God to show up in your place, to show up in your stead. When you make a sound, you pave a highway for the power of God. You want God to come in your house? Begin to make some noise. You want to turn a bad situation around to a good one? Begin to praise him in the midst of your trouble. Learn how to make a sound. Amen. You need a miracle? Make a sound. Don't agree with the enemy. Don't agree with the doctor's report that's negative. Begin to make a sound that lines up with the voice of heaven, that cries out from the heart of God, that declares the promises of God. Come on, amen. I promise you, when you do that, high places become low. Low places begin to get built up. Broken places begin to get restored. You got to learn how to do it. Amen. You got to learn how to make a sound. That's what I want Truth Church to be. I want Truth Church to make a sound on the Treasure Coast. We need to be a sound. We need to be a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Somebody shall make a sound. Listen, how many know that sound in the economy of God, sound always precedes manifestation?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
Every time there's a manifestation of power, every time there's a manifestation of a display of God's power, sound always precedes it. There's always a sound, then there's the manifestation. How many know everything in our natural world, if there's something that happens, the sound precedes it. Amen? There's a demonstration of power that comes. Sound is making the way for it. You can't drop a bomb without there being a sound. You can't hit a key on a keyboard without there being a sound. Come on, somebody. You can't shoot a rocket into space without there being a sound. I mean, no, it's that way in the natural. It's also that way in the kingdom of God. Every manifestation has a sound that precedes it. You say, Pastor Jason, you're stretching. Is that really in the Bible? Yes, it is. It is in Genesis chapter 1:1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, somebody said he said. And God said, let there be light. And shoom, there was light. He spoke it and it manifested. In other words, there was darkness and there was chaos. How does God change darkness? How does God change barrenness? How does God change chaos? God begins to, somebody needs to get this tonight. God begins to speak into your situation, and what once was chaotic begins to have peace. All God had to do to change everything that the devil messed up, all he had to do to change the chaos, all he had to do to get rid of the darkness was make a sound. Let there be light. And that was it. Everything fell into its place. Peace began to reign over the earth. Come on, somebody make a sound tonight. Somebody shout. Because, come on, somebody help me. Because sound precedes manifestation. It's all through the Bible. In Acts chapter 2, we're about to change seasons from the old covenant to the new covenant. We're about to change covenants. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, it says that they were all together in one accord, in one place. And all of a sudden, a sound like a mighty rushing wind came blowing through. And they begin to speak in tongues. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody needs to get this tonight. Some of you have been too quiet about your situation. Some of you have not been praising God through the hard times. Some of you have been agreeing with the enemy over your life. Some of you have looked at your children and said, will it ever happen? Will they ever become what they're supposed to become? God, I'm losing hope. God, I feel hopeless. I want to declare over you tonight, you need to make a sound over your kids. You need to proclaim God's goodness over their life. Somebody shall make a sound. I mean, the Bible says out of two or three witnesses. Come on, amen. You want another one? Here's Elijah. He's up on a mountaintop. He's praying. The Bible says that he's actually positioned in a birthing position. The earth had no rain for years. The earth had been dry for years. The ground is barren. Nothing is being produced. No plants are growing. No livestock is living. It was a crusty old dried up earth that had no rain. And the Bible says that Elijah goes up on the mountain and begins to pray. And he says to his servant boy, go up over on that hill and tell me what you see. He went up over on the hill and he came back. He said, I don't see nothing. He said, go back again. He went back again. He said, I don't see anything. He said, go back again. He said, I still don't see nothing. Seven times he sent him to the hill to look to see what he said. And on the seventh time he come back, he said, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. Why do you keep sending me over there? And Elijah said, because I hear a mighty rain coming. I hear it before it manifests. I hear it every time I get on my knees and pray. Every time I begin to lift up God's name. Every time I see the rain begin to come. I hear it before it manifests. Somebody needs to get a sound. So why? Because sound produces manifestation. Listen to me. I've been hearing a sound coming to this house. I've been hearing a sound coming to your life. I've been hearing miracles breakthrough for your life. I've been hearing a sound that's taking place in your homes and in your families. I wonder if I got anybody here that believes that tonight. Can you hear it? Somebody shout, can you hear it? Hallelujah. What is the sound that's building the highway for the presence of God to manifest in our life? I can tell you what it's not. It's not you lining your voice up with everything you see with your eyes and agreeing with everything that's manifesting in the natural. I dare you to change your language and begin to agree with what God said over your life, over your ministry, over your family. Stop confessing what you see in your eyes and start confessing what you hear from heaven. Come on, amen. I believe it. Come on, somebody shout, I believe it. You want to change your world? Get in your house and lay hands on your head. Don't boil over the top of your head. Start confessing the word of God over your life. The power of God will turn it around. Amen. So I believe you're changing my life, Lord. I believe you're changing my family. I believe you're changing my finances. I believe you're changing my kids. I believe it, Lord, because you said it. And I'm lining my words up with the sound of heaven that you promised over my life. I believe you're coming for me, Lord. I believe I'm a person of destiny. I believe this nation is experiencing revival. I believe this church is on fire. I believe that it's full of people that will stop at nothing to see the will of God manifest on the Treasure Coast. Do you believe that tonight? He said, who is this man? What is this sound? And number three, and what are we preparing? And what are we preparing? He said, I'm preparing the way of the Lord. That word preparing comes from a Greek word that literally is the same word used for the person that stands behind the helm of a ship, the helmsman. He prepares, he drives the ship, he prepares the way for the whole crew. In other words, I'm giving direction and I'm giving course to what it is that is going to allow God come into this situation in my life. I'm preparing a way for God to come. That's what he said. He said, I'm preparing the way of the Lord. How many know that means this? The Lord has a way. It ain't your way. It's his way. The Lord has a way. And when you and I begin to align our lives with his way, then we give God permission to step into our life. Do you believe that tonight? Now listen, I learned this a long time ago. To quit praying for God to bless what I was doing. And I started praying, God, let me do what you're already blessing. Let my life be lived for what you're doing. See, sometimes we get in this mode where we just, well, God bless this. God, I just ask you to manifest this and bless that and do that. Sometimes that ain't the right way to pray, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes we need to pray that God will get us in line with what he's blessing. Amen. And that we learn how to hear his voice so we can get in his will. Because oftentimes, we're very distracted people, by the way. You know that, right? Oftentimes in our life, we have a tendency to make decisions based on what looks exciting and fun. And we think that God's in it because it's so cool. So we begin to pray, God bless that thing. And he's telling you in your spirit, I ain't going to bless it. I ain't going to bless it. That's not what I've called you to do. But we think we're getting in faith because we keep speaking a thing and speaking a thing and speaking a thing. But we don't understand we're speaking the wrong thing. That's why you got to learn how to hear the voice of God. So that when you make a sound, you're making the same sound that heaven's making about your life. Not a contrary sound. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people in the body of Christ today making a lot of sound, but they're not going nowhere. Every time their ship comes in, they're hanging out at the airport. Come on now. Because they heard the wrong sound. Come on. Somebody said, I wish the Lord would just move. I just wish the Lord would just move. Listen, God's moving. God is always active. What I have to do is find out where he's active at. And then I got to attach my life to that. What's he doing in this day? What's God doing in this hour? And then I need to align myself by faith to what God is doing. Then I walk in the blessing and the favor of God.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, There's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.